Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Good to be here.
So today we're focusing on Alexander Engelbrecht. We're using a specific source, an interview clip called Verist Alex. It's from Bavaria Files episode 1.
Right. And the idea is just to get a handle on who this person is based on his own words before we get into anything else later on.
Exactly. Just build that foundation first.
Okay. So what strikes you immediately, I think, is the list of things he is. It's quite something.
It really is. You've got mathematician, quantum physicist, informatician.
Uh-huh. The science and math side.
And then boom, it shifts. Musician, graphic artist, philosopher, poet.
Yeah, it's like this combination of very precise, logical fields and then very creative, expressive ones. Makes you wonder, you know, what connects all that.
Well, he actually tells us, doesn't he? He talks about a deep need to understand.
Right. Understand systems, people, the world.
And crucially, he adds this bit about an inner urge to improve things. So it's not just about knowing, it's about, well, doing something with that knowledge.
Exactly. It suggests he's proactive, maybe even a bit idealistic, that urge to improve.
Could be. And it ties into how he sees himself, I think. He says he thinks big but acts small.
Thinks big but acts small. What do you make of that? Is it modesty or strategy, maybe?
Maeve, focusing on the fundamentals first. He also says truth lies in structure.
Yeah, and he applies that everywhere. Maths, art, music, even life. It's like he sees this underlying pattern or logic.
I think so. Like the same kind of inherent truth or elegance you'd find in a perfect equation could also be in a piece of music or a well-reasoned argument. Different forms, same structural core.
There's a fascinating perspective. He's looking for the blueprint, maybe.
And this leads us to that big project he mentions.
The FD coin and FD bank.
He describes it very specifically. Forgery proof.
Uh-huh. Mathematically encoded, designed for fair economic participation. He emphasizes that it's meant to serve people.
It sounds very ambitious. And he calls it his life project.
Which really tells you something about the commitment, doesn't it? This isn't just a job for him. It sounds like his core mission.
Definitely. There's this sense of purpose, of wanting to build something significant. But then the tone changes.
Right. That's where it gets interesting. Or maybe concerning.
He says it's bitter being treated like a problem when he feels he's dedicated his life to truth.
Bitter. Yeah, that word stands out. It's like a strong contrast to the, you know, the driven innovator we were just talking about.
It introduces conflict, doesn't it? Makes you ask, what happened? Why would someone with these aims feel treated like a problem?
It definitely raises questions. He's clearly run into some trouble, some kind of opposition.
But he doesn't end on that bitter note. He finishes with, ah.
But I'm still here, and I'm talking.
Yeah. And then, because this is your voice, directed right at the audience, the listener.
It's powerful. It's resilience, but it also feels like an appeal. Like, listen to my story. It matters for you.
So, wrapping up this first look, we have Alex Engelbrecht, this incredibly multidisciplinary guy.
Driven by understanding, improvement, this belief in structural truth.
Pouring himself into this huge FD coin project, aiming for fairness.
Yeah.
There's this shadow, this feeling of being unfairly targeted, this bitterness he mentioned.
That's the tension, isn't it? The idealist versus the reality he seems to have encountered.
Absolutely. And it leaves you thinking, doesn't it?
Hmm.
How do we treat people who think differently, who cross boundaries between fields, who propose big, maybe disruptive ideas?
What does his experience, even just this hint of it, tell us about the path for innovators trying to change systems?
Yeah. What could possibly lead someone with those stated goals, serving people, seeking truth, to feel like he became the problem? Lots to ponder there.